Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go out to the hotline. It's time for another riveting edition of Fair Game with Faribault. Steelers insider Nick Faribault. Here's how it works. We ask Nick if something's fair or not, an opinion we have or thought we have on Sunday's game. He tells us if it's fair game or if it's not fair game. Let's start with the quarterbacks. Nick, is it fair to say that an injured Aaron Rodgers is still better than a healthy Mason Rudolph?
Yeah, it's a tough question because I think this hand issue, this wrist issue, it doesn't really affect much of what Aaron does outside of going under center. I don't think if he plays, and I think I'm leaning towards him playing. I don't think we're going to see him under center much. I think the throwing stuff, he's got the higher ceiling, right? I think the higher ceiling offense is with Rodgers. I think Mason's this point guard steadiness, though, and Rodgers has been so volatile, pushing for the big play, trying to make something happen out of structure, that what you saw out of Rudolph last week was better than Rodgers. But I think Rodgers at his peak, the best version of this offense has Aaron Rodgers starting. And so I think, yes, I do think it's fair to say Rodgers is the best option for the Steelers.
All right, Nick, is it fair game to say that the Steelers, if Rodgers is their choice, will have a short leash for him given his health concerns?
Unless it is just not functional and the pain is unbearable and something's just not working because of the injury, I don't think so. If he plays, I think he's got the whole leash. I'm not expecting them to try him out there unless they feel 110% comfortable with him getting through a game. You know, that has to be stabilized. He has to be able to be functional. He has to be able to check all the boxes off for the Steelers to have a functional offense through and through. So if he starts, I don't think he's going to have some short leash. I don't expect that to happen. If he is going to have a short leash, I think they'll just make him inactive.
All right. Tomlin said he's questionable, which means he's 50-50. But is it fair game to say, in Nick Faribault's mind, the percentage of Aaron Rodgers playing in this game is over 90%?
I don't know about over 90. I'd probably do 75. I think that's fair. Listen, he looks good out there. I mean, he's taking snaps under center and in the gun. The under center stuff, I'm still not necessarily sure how much is going to actually be utilized. I think it's going to be mostly gun, maybe some pistol. I think we'll see that a little more. But I do think when you look at Rodgers, he's checked off most of the boxes. If he's out there already kind of doing what he needs to do and he gets cleared, I think he will play. So I'm going to go like 75. 90% is a near certainty, and I don't think I'm there yet.
Nick, is it fair game to say that regardless of who starts for the Steelers, the best quarterback in this game is actually wearing Chicago colors?
100%. Caleb Williams is really good. And I think people maybe, because they're Steelers fans and don't maybe watch a ton of NFC ball, don't know how good Caleb is. His sack avoidance is really elite. He's throwing in structure, too. Don't, like, get it twisted. We're not talking about a guy that just holds on to the ball and tries to push for something. He will stand in there and work quick game. He will stand in there and fire in structure and fire over the middle of the field. He's operating at a high level right now. Now, he's not perfect. There's some overthrows. The chemistry with some guys like Roma Dunze isn't perfect. But I think Caleb Williams is going to be that best quarterback on the field regardless of who's starting for Pittsburgh.
Wow. All right, how about this one? Is it fair to say that Darius Slay will play more than James Pierre on Sunday?
So I know Mike Tomlin talked about that on Tuesday and said Slay's going to be popped back into the lineup. But I'm going to call him on this one. I think we're going to see more James Pierre than Darius Slay. I do. And
wow.
Because it makes a lot of sense when you think about it. we're talking about
one guy's played well and the other guy's played bad. I agree.
Right. Not only that, Pony, but just the matchup of it. Even if Slay had been playing really well, we're talking about a guy that is 34 years old, gets banged up a lot, and we're talking about a team in the Bears that run a bunch of perimeter runs. That's DeAndre Swift's game. They're going to run tosses, outside zone stretch, things like that. You got to have good tackling corners. Pierre's maybe the best tackling cornerback on the entire team. I think he's going to play more. Well, we might see like a rotation. It's not. I don't think it's out of the blue where maybe Pierre's in base and then Slay rotates in like nickel or nickel on passing downs, things like that where there's a certain rotation. But I think Pierre's going to play more than Slay. That's my guess.
Is it fair game to say that Steelers fans should actually be worried about Cam Hayward, who didn't practice the last 2 days and reportedly might have some sort of lower body injury?
Wait, what?
Was seen in a boot, I think, from one of the reports I saw.
Wait, what?
Yes. So today, going through the locker room, Cam Hayward was in a boot on one of his legs. I mean, listen, that's worrying. I don't have any definitive kind of reporting on that, but he hasn't practiced all week, and now he's in a walking boot. That doesn't sound very good. So I think there has to be some concern. Let's see what happens when the injury report drops. But, yeah, there has to be some concern with that.
Okay, Nick, Pony's face has just been unbelievable right, since I sprung that one on you.
Now I want to ask it this way. Is it fair game to say that Aaron Rodgers has a better chance of playing on Sunday than Cam Hayward?
I'd say so, because I'm totally in the blue on what Cam's dealing with.
I can't believe you didn't see it, Pony. Anyway, like Nick, Cam, sorry.
Like Cam, I don't know what Cam's dealing with. It could just be like a minor little ankle sprain and he's out there. It could be a calf. I don't know what.
When he's old enough, it could be like bunions, for God's sakes, Nick.
Right. I mean, I don't know what it is. So I know what Aaron has, and I think Aaron's going to be out there. So, you know, I'm going to say yes, but we'll see where Cam is. I'm interested to see if they add another designation there next to his name other than NIR rest.
Nick, is it fair to say that despite all of the talk about quarterbacks, particularly on the Steelers side, but also Caleb Williams, that this game is actually going to be much more about whether either team can defend the other team's running game?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's going to be a big part of this. I feel like the Bears have a better shot of, if they don't run the ball, cracking through offensively, because I think Caleb and the tight ends really in that offense are starting to cook. But the Steelers have a golden opportunity. Even if Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon are back, which might be likely, the Steelers are going to be facing a team without their top three inside linebackers. You don't even need to run to the perimeter. Just run up the middle and force them to play, whether they're in dime, whether they're in nickel, whether they play base. You better test those linebackers. Get them at them in coverage. I'd use Darnell Washington, Pat Freiermuth, and Jonnu Smith a ton against these linebackers. My theory is I think that what you're going to see is the Bears are going to zag. I think what they're going to do is they're going to go in dime, and they're going to say, you know, the Steelers, you can get into your heavy personnel. We're going to outquick you instead of out-physicaling you. So I'm interested to see how that goes. But the Steelers should be able to run the ball in this game. And if they can run the ball, they can ball control. So I think that would be a huge thing.
All right, here we go, moment of truth. Is it fair to say the Steelers will waltz into Chicago and win their first game at Soldier Field since 1995?
I think this is a tough matchup to predict because I don't think the Bears are as good as their record says. But they're also getting healthier. That defense is trouble, though. It's not good for the Bears. They get a lot of turnovers. I respect that. But without the turnovers, I mean, they'd be talked about a hair above the Bengals. Like, they have been that bad this year, largely due to injuries. And that inside linebacker room is going to be terrible. The Steelers, on the other hand, you know, I understand, you know, Rodgers is banged up, Warren's a little banged up, Highsmith's banged up, now Cam is. But they also kind of have the ability to run the ball. And I do think that that's going to be something. They have tight ends to exploit these Bears inside linebackers. I do think the Steelers go into Chicago and actually get a big win. And I think Rodgers does it one more time, and it's going to be a close one. I'm going to go Steelers 23, Bears 20.
All right. Thank you, Nick, for the tremendous information. We appreciate it. We'll play Fair Game again next week.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it as always.
Now, where did you get this Hayward thing from? Was it from the Saunders umbrella?
Oh,
people are
God,
saying that,
you know,
Saunders
what?
Is the guy to go to on this, that the Saunders umbrella, Alan Saunders and his
massive
minions,
umbrella of people.
And all his minions are like all over this walking boot story.
Apparently that Saunders umbrella, you're going to be hearing more. That might become like a thing. Yes, it was from Steelers Now. And it just said, Alan retweeted it. It was Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward dealing with apparent injury. And
right.
I couldn't believe
great.
That I actually pulled the wool over on you with this one and sprung that on you.
All right. So
the Bears run the ball very, very, very well. I will remind people for the umpteenth time on this show. That is actually what Ben Johnson wants to do, is use DeAndre
Swift.
And
the Steelers don't.
And run it right at
you. The Steelers are 29th in rushing yards per game, and they average 3.9 yards per carry.
They have a guy on that team named Kyle Monongai, who, you know, if you are in deep dynasty leagues and you are picking him up because your first running back got hurt.
Or you're Charlie and you still subject yourself to Rutgers football.
That's true. Yeah.
Keep chopping, baby. We're going to upset the number one team in the nation on Saturday.
No, you're not.
What's
you're
the line in that game?
I know.
What is the line?
It should be like 75.
75?
When was the last time Rutgers beat Ohio State?
Never, as far as I know. 0-10, and I think
didn't Rutgers
like
play the first
points.
Football game in college football history?
They did.
Yep,
that's their claim to fame.
College football.
They always bring that up because they have nothing else to be proud of.
1890 national.
And then truly in Crowley fashion, it was the birthplace of college football, and for them it was all downhill.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.